It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull live with you tonight here on CDO. Once again back at Sydney High School for this girls matchup here tonight between Unitigo and Sydney. And we apologize for the late start, but it's a good reason. The girls JV game went very long in the fourth quarter with a lot of stoppages, a lot of timeouts. Sydney was up in that game, Unitigo making an epic comeback, and the Unitigo Lady Spartans on the JV side coming back to defeat Sydney 43-38. Just a very entertaining game to watch. Just such a good part of the rivalry week here on CDO. As sometimes we forget that, hey, those JV kids, that's the next generation, the next edition of that rivalry, and they had a good one here tonight, and I'm sure those two teams will face off many, many times in the years to come. So again, the Unitigo girls JV, congratulations to them coming back to defeat Sydney tonight 43-38. A good fourth quarter comeback there for the Lady Spartans. Want to welcome you into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside and Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of CDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. It is rivalry week here, folks, as we've got Unitigo and Sydney last night and tonight, and on Friday and Saturday we'll have Sydney and BG. Doesn't get much better than that for the two teams in the MAC, or the three teams, I should say, that are right around our CDO location. Just a lot of great rivalries. We kicked it off last night with the Sydney boys defeating Unitigo right here on this very hardwood, 54-41. It's a great game, really. The score doesn't do it justice as to how good of a game it was last night. Unitigo was up by 1 point at the half. Sydney just started to pull away in the fourth quarter, so a real good back-and-forth affair. And folks, you know it's rivalry week when you look across the gym floor and you see, guess who, the Bainbridge-Guilford Lady Bobcats sitting over on the far side. They're here to take this one in because they know they have a date with the Lady Warriors on Saturday afternoon down at BG. So all these teams like to get out, like to scout each other. Tonight is no exception because you look at the top four teams in the girls' MAC standings right now. You have Green at the very top. Their one loss was kind of a random one to Hancock, but they've taken care of business against the other top four teams. So you have Green in first, you have Sydney in second, you have Delhi in third, and you have BG in fourth. So BG is the defending MAC champion, and they're a team that has two losses, but they know that they can make up for some of that ground when they take on Sydney on Saturday. So really the top four teams really are still going to shuffle around a little bit. Somebody else trying to squeeze in there, I'm sure, as well. Unitigo is one of those teams that's on the outside looking in, hoping that maybe they could jump in there if they can get a few wins together, string a couple of wins together. But time is starting to run out as we'll be in the MAC playoffs in just a couple of weeks here. And the championship game is coming up on February 13th. So really, if you look at the calendar, we're going to turn the page and be right there in just a few short weeks. So these games are very, very crucial. And Sydney tonight, of course, wanting to beat their longtime rival Unitigo, but also very important for staying in that two spot in the league standings right now, trailing Green, who they lost one to earlier in the season. So just a fun time of year when you're looking at who's going to beat who, who's got the tiebreaker here, and we'll have it all for you here on CDL. We'll take good care of you there. So again, our great matchup tonight here on Rivalry Week is the Lady Spartans of Unitigo and the Lady Warriors here of Sydney. And just a few special sponsors, we'll talk about them throughout the broadcast here tonight, that are helping us bring this coverage to you for Rivalry Week. We have RC Sales and Service, located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. We also have Community Bank NA. They are a proud sponsor here of Rivalry Week. And of course, Brian the Photo Guy. Hundreds of thousands of local high school photos, mostly soccer and basketball. You can find Brian on Facebook or go to his website page, brianthephotoguy.photomerchant.com. That's photo with an F. So brianthephotoguy.photomerchant.com. And a big thank you to all of those sponsors. We'll be talking about them throughout tonight's broadcast. We'll take a quick break here in our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. When we come back, the girls' edition of this rivalry matchup between Sydney and Unitigo. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Your friends from Community Bank NA are happy to be a part of this week's high school basketball rivalries on WCDO. Everyone at Community Bank NA hopes you enjoy the coverage and wish the boys and girls good luck. Don't miss exciting high school basketball this week. A reminder from Community Bank NA, where Bank Happy means they are committed to providing you with the highest level of customer service in everything they do. For personal or business, you'll always have a pleasant banking experience. So Bank Happy at Community Bank NA, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Let's get you your starting lineups for tonight's game between Sydney and Unitico, the girls' edition tonight after we had the boys last night. First, for the visiting Unitico Lady Spartans, a sophomore, number 15, Bailey Faulkner, a senior, number 22, Samantha Picard, a senior, number 23, Emily Slauson, a junior, number 25, Hazel Hanel, and a senior, number 33, Corinne Barber, for head coach Vicky Beams. For Sydney and head coach Brad Aldrich, a junior, number 1, Mackenzie Gravelin, a senior, number 10, Jenna McDonald, a junior, number 11, Taylor Barnes, a junior, number 15, Ari Bernard, and a senior, number 25, Jolene Crom. So Sydney is in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. Says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. And Unitico is in the road dark green uniforms with the white and black trim. And that says Unitico in black and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Unitico will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off, and Sydney right to left. Again, the second edition of this matchup here. And the student sections are pretty excited as well here tonight. We've seen a ton of different things tonight with different activities. The Sydney student section, as Unitico was getting announced, they held up newspapers as if to say we don't care. On the other side, we just saw Unitico throwing some chalk up in the air as if they're LeBron James. Looks like there's a cloud on this side of the gym. People are all covered in white chalk right next to me on the left, and we are underway. If that's the kind of night it's going to be, stay tuned, folks, because the student sections are into it. Unitico wins the opening tip with Bailey Faulkner. Faulkner to the right side, passing off for Hazel Hanel. She's at the foul line, back out for Faulkner, holding on to it here. Faulkner down low, baseline, back up for Sam Picard. 10 on the shot clock, back out for Bailey Faulkner. Into the paint, dribble drive, lost it, kicks out Slauson, 20-footer, no good. Hazel Hanel tracks down the rebound, and Unitigo gets it back. And a fresh 30 on the shot clock to deal with. She barks out the signals to the right side for Unitigo. Now to the high post on the foul line. Left side, Bailey Faulkner, pull-up jumper. It's short. Ball again is rebounded by Sam Picard. She throws one up. That's no good. Another rebound for Unitigo. And this one to Hazel Hanel. She can't make the layup. Barber goes for two. And she might have gotten hacked, but she got away with it there. As Sydney, maybe not called for the foul. They get the ball back. They bring it down the floor. So we're a minute in, and we are scoreless between Sydney and Unitigo. And into the paint, back out for Mackenzie Gravelin. Long three ball, left side, no good, and Hazel Hanel with a rebound. We did a Unitigo game last week where they took on Green, the number one team in the conference, and they stuck with them right through the third quarter, so this is a team that can hang around. Well, now we'll have an illegal pick is called here on Unitigo, so that's going to give the ball back to Sydney. So 6:40 to go first quarter. We are scoreless between the Sydney girls and the Unitigo girls. Here is Jolene Crom at the top of the key. Crom to the far side, finding Taylor Barnes. Now back over on the far side for Gravelin. Down low for Crom. Little give and go back to Gravelin. And the shot goes up and is off the mark. No good. And a rebound for Unitigo. I can smell it in the air now. The Unitigo student section threw baby powder in the air. That's what it was. Kind of imitating what LeBron James does in the NBA when he comes into the game. He takes chalk and throws it in the air. Pretty creative. Back the other way for Unitigo. Hazel Hanel with a shot, and she's fouled. 2 minutes into this contest, folks. Still no score between Unitigo and Sydney. They'll say the foul was on the floor. Head coach Brad Aldrich is not pleased with that call. He talks to the Zebra crew here. And underneath the basket, Bailey Faulkner will throw it in here. Faulkner will pass it in underneath the basket there for Slauson. She goes up and is fouled. Slauson will go to the line. Or will they say this one was on the floor as well? Yes, they will. They'll say it was on the floor. And so, again, Unitigo gets it in. Bailey Faulkner, turnaround shot is blocked there by Sydney. Guess who? Ari Bernard. And Sydney back the other way to the right side. Jolene Crom down low for Bernard. Left-handed layup, up and in, count it, and the foul. Bernard, her first bucket, puts it in, and she'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Ari Bernard, you cannot teach her jumping ability. She's a heck of a track and field athlete in the jumping events, and you can see it on the basketball court. Tough to beat her for a rebound, and swish on the foul shot. Three-point play for Bernard of Sydney, and the Lady Warriors lead Unitigo 3-0. 5:40 to go, first quarter. Unitigo with the ball going left to right. Here is Faulkner to the left side. Megan Faulkner not in the game, usually a starter here for Unitigo. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Sam Picard into the paint, up off the glass, and good. So Picard puts it home, and it's 3-2. 5:20 to go, first quarter. Sydney with a one-point lead. Crom gets to the top of the key. Passes for Taylor Barnes, right side. Back up for Mackenzie Gravelin. Back out for Barnes. Two-pointer is off the mark, no good. And a rebound for Unitigo, and they'll look to run. Here is Bailey Faulkner down the left side. Faulkner, a kick out for Picard. Can she get it going? That's no good. Rebound for Crom of Sydney. Stolen right back by Unitigo. Breakaway for Hazel Hanel. Two-point layup up and in. The quick hands of Unitigo's Hazel Hanel gives the Lady Spartans a lead, 4-3, with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. We're off to a great start here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Down low for Bernard, back to McDonald at the high post. Kick out for Crom, deep three, right side, no good. Bernard is there. Her follow-up layup, no good. Rebound for Bailey Faulkner, and the sophomore will look to run it down the floor, but it's stolen by Sydney. Jenna McDonald swiping it away there, and the Lady Warriors get it back. They go to the high post, but stolen and taken right back here by Unitigo. Little game of hot potato out there, and Unitigo gets it back going left to right. To the right side here for Bailey Faulkner. Top of the key for Sam Picard. Now for Faulkner. For Barber on the right baseline. For Picard down low. Hazel Hanel, turnaround shot. No foul is called. Ball is stripped, and Sydney back the other way. Here is Bernard, puts on the brakes outside the three-point line, finding Taylor Barnes, and back up to the floor general here, Jolene Crom, with 3:45 to go first quarter. Unitigo leading Sydney 4-3. To the high post for McDonald. Turn around, the ball is stripped, it's loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball, and it's going to go to Sydney after Unitigo won the opening tip. So 3:40 to go in the first quarter. It's 4-3, and now they're actually going to take a timeout. And I'll tell you why they're going to take the timeout, folks. They are actually going to sweep the floor from the baby powder that was thrown by the Unitigo student section. And they want to get this off the floor so nobody slips and falls. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Again, 4-3 is the score. Unitigo on top of Sydney with 3:40 to go in the first quarter here on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back after the quick delay out of the timeout. Are we going to, let's see here, it's going to be a call on the floor. Okay, they were actually just having a quick conference with the two officials about resetting the shot clock. So the officials blew that play dead. So the ball really came in out of the timeout. The officials blew it dead. They reset the clock. Now we're back underway. Crazy start to this contest, folks. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. 4-3 is the score. Unitigo on top of Sydney. And here is Jolene Crom to the right side, passing off for Taylor Barnes. Back for Crom. Top of the key. Three ball. Got it. Downtown for Jolene Crom, and she puts it home. It's 6-4 with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Here is Picard to the left side, lost it out of bounds, and it will go back to Sydney. Much to the dismay of the Unitigo fans. And so Sydney now with a 2-point lead, 6-4, will inbound it, and Crom will walk it up the floor. She's on the big Sydney S at half court. Crom to the right side as Megan Faulkner is going to check into the game now. I was told she was sick from school yesterday, so we're not starting tonight, but she'll check in shortly. Jenna McDonald, pull-in jumper, and she gets it for Sydney. So a two-pointer there for McDonald, and Sydney now jumps out to an 8-4 lead over Unitigo. Here is Bailey Faulkner, gets into the paint, pull-up jumper, rims out, and a rebound for Unitigo. They kick it out. Here's Sam Picard, got it. I tell you, Picard can get her shot going. She can be deadly, streaky shooter. And it's 8-6, Sydney on top of Unitigo now with 2:20 to go first quarter. Crom to the right side. And now down low for Taylor Barnes. Back up for Crom again, a deep three. This one off the mark. And a rebound, and this one will be a foul on Bernard down low. They'll say she went up over the back. Bernard looking a little puzzled on that one, and she's going to have to go to the bench. That's going to be her second foul. Here's the team foul situation. Two for each side here in the first quarter with 2:10 to go. It's 8-6, Sydney on top of Unitigo. And Unitigo going left to right. Again, they're in the green with the black and the white trim. Sydney's in the home white with the maroon trim. Hazel Hanel, left side, jumper is just short. Skim the front of the rim. A rebound for Sydney and Jolene Crom. Crom finds Connor Decker, who's into the game. Back out for Crom. Another three off the back iron, and a rebound for Unitigo by Sam Picard. And she gets it safely into the hands of Bailey Faulkner, who walks it up the floor as Unitigo goes left to right. 1:40 to go in this first quarter. Here's Hazel Hanel down the lane. Can't get it to go. Carolee Pierce into the game with a rebound. And a great outlet pass here to Gravel. Kaylin Gravel again into the lineup as well for Sydney. As this is what Sydney has they can go very deep on their bench, and that is a great luxury to have for head coach Brad Aldrich. Down low for Pierce, and back out here for Gravel. Now for Connor Decker. 10 on the shot clock. Kicks out for Crom. Down low for Pierce. Up off the glass. Can't get the layup to go. Gets her own rebound. Back up, she's fouled, and can't get it to go that time either. But Carolee Pierce, using that tall frame of hers, listed at 6'2", to get inside, and on that second chance opportunity, she's fouled. 1:08 to go, first quarter. It's Sydney 8, Unitego 6. Folks, you can still smell the baby powder here in the air. It's kind of coating everything that was near the Unitego student section. As Pierce comes to the line, first shot is off the front rim, no good. I know another game that a lot of people are interested in tonight is a rematch between the Morris boys and Gilbertsville Mount Upton at the half at Morris. GMU leads 28-22, and I'm told the fans are going crazy up there as well. So a good game in the boys' Tri-Valley tonight. We'll keep you updated. There is Carolee Pierce. Second shot, no good. Just a little too much mustard on that one, and it went long. 1 minute to go, first quarter. It's 8-6. Sydney on top of Unitego. Left side, down low. Turnaround shot for Faulkner. That's Megan. That one's no good, and Pierce skies for the rebound and grabs another one. And here is Gravel walking it back down the floor. Gravel finds Connor Decker. Decker back up top for Gravel. Far side for Crom. Down low for Pierce. Turnaround shot off the glass for Pierce, no good. And a rebound for Mariah Sullivan, who's into the game for Unitego. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. It's 8-6, the score. And here is Sam Picard now for Slauson. Right side from the elbow off the mark. No good, ball landed on the end line, so it goes back here to Sydney. So again, GMU leading Morris 28-22 at the half in that boys Tri-Valley game, in case you were interested. Back the other way here for Sydney. They lead by two. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Connor Decker. Left side, three off the mark. And a rebound for Unitego with 10 seconds left. Here's Hazel Hanel streaking down the right side. She goes up. Was she fouled? Yes, she is. And she'll go to the line. The foul is on Jolene Crom. And Hazel Hanel will get to shoot two here. Hanel with 2 points already off of a steal and a breakaway layup. And let's see if she could maybe tie this game up with 6 seconds left in the first quarter. Hanel's first shot is no good. Hit the side of the rim on that left side and popped out. Second shot coming here for Hazel Hanel of Unitego from the line. Trying to cut this down to a one-point game. Hanel gets this one, so she has 3 points. And last chance here for Sydney in the first quarter. Can they get a shot off? Here's Decker, far side for Pierce. Works it down low at the buzzer. No good. 8-7 the score with one quarter in the books. Sydney on top of Unitego in girls action here tonight. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your friends from RC Sales and Service proudly support local sports on WCDO. Good luck to area basketball teams, including the BG Girls JV team and Marissa Cuzzo. RC Sales and Service is on Route 7 in Sydney toward Unadilla. Along with Expert Auto Repair, they're the number one choice for 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Only the very best equipment, and Ralph is Wreckmaster certified. So if you're in a ditch, hit a deer, in an auto accident, or broken down on the side of the road, request the friendliest and most reliable towing service around. RC Sales and Service, Route 7 in Sydney toward Unadilla. Call 563-9299. 563-9299.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. We have a little delay in starting the second quarter again. They're going to have to continue to sweep this floor, as you can still see some traces of the baby powder that was thrown here by the Unitego student section. And, you know, I think it was all in good fun. It's what LeBron James does with chalk when he comes into the game in the NBA for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But it has just seemed to coat this gym here wherever it goes. So as we start the second quarter, it's 8-7. Sydney on top of Unitego. And this gives us a good chance to talk about some of our special sponsors here. Of course, RC Sales and Service, offering 24-hour towing and quality auto repairs. And Ralphie over there is Rec Master Certified. So if you need a tow, you know where to go. RC Sales and Service on Route 7 between Sydney and Unitego. Yeah, Sydney and Unadilla, I should say. 563-9299. Ralphie is a proud sponsor here of RC Sales and Service for Rivalry Week. Also, your friends at Community Bank NA. They're happy to be a part of this week's high school basketball rivalries on CDO. Everyone at Community Bank NA hopes you enjoy the coverage, and they wish the boys and girls good luck here tonight. You can bank happy with Community Bank NA. Bank happy means they're committed to providing you with the highest level of customer service in everything they do. So now we'll get the second quarter underway between Sydney and Unitego. With the score, Sydney 8, Unitego 7. Unitego will have the ball going left to right. Here's Hazel Hanel at midcourt. And we're back underway. Here is Hanel to the right side, and we'll have a whistle. Let's see, another illegal pick is the call. With 7:54 to go in the second quarter, that's the second one they've called here tonight. And so Sydney's going to get the ball back. That's how Unitego gets into their offense, is by setting a pick there around the high post at the foul line, and that's two in a row that have been illegal. So here is Jolene Crown to the right side. Unitego sitting in a 2-3 zone. Kaylin Gravel finding Connor Decker to the high post for Carolee Pierce. Back for Crown, left side. Pump fake, kick out here for Decker. Right side, three, got it. Connor Decker dials long distance, and she puts it in. Her first basket of the evening is a three-pointer, and Sydney leads 11-7 with 7:20 to go before our halftime break. And now a turnover by Unitego. Crom with a steal. Down the right side she goes, up off the glass. No, it's going to be a charge. Great job there by Emily Slauson to get back, plant her feet in the soil, and sacrifice the body. Down she goes, and that will be a charge on Jolene Crom. So 7:13 to go in the second quarter. That is the first foul for Jolene Crom, but head coach Brad Aldrich taking her out to protect her from further foul trouble. So 7:10 to go, second quarter. 11-7 is the score. Hazel Hanel to the right side, gets into the paint, up off the glass, no good. Rebound for Carolee Pierce, and an outlet pass here to Connor Decker, and now safely into the hands of Mackenzie Gravelin. So Sydney with an 11-7 lead with 6:55 to go in the second quarter. And now a steal right back for Unitego. Great hands by Megan Faulkner on the far side. And this is where Unitego, if they want to keep it close, they got to keep getting some buckets here to keep it right around 2 or 4 points, I think. To the right side for Hazel Hanel. Down low for Megan Faulkner. Turnaround shot off the glass and good for Faulkner. Great move on the baseline. And she put it up and in on the right side to make it 11-9 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Here is Gravel, skips across the top of the zone. Decker taking it to the rim, up off, no good. Pierce a rebound. She puts it up and in. Carolee Pierce, good box out, and she's rewarded with an easy layup to make it 13-9 with 6:10 to go second quarter. Unitego going left to right. A pass ahead here for Sam Picard. To the high post again for Faulkner. Turn around. Hook shot is good. Little Dr. J-esque hook for Megan Faulkner. She puts it in. She's got four. We're right back to a two-point game. Sydney 13, Unitego 11 with 5:50 to go second quarter. And now they're going to say it's an illegal pick on Sydney. Never seen so many of these calls in one contest, as they'll get that one on Kaylin Gravel. Kaylin Gravel is a solid player. And by solid, I mean she's got some muscles, and I don't think the Unitego player saw the pick coming. So when she ran into Gravel, she fell to the floor, and they called the illegal pick. That's hard to call that. It really is. 5:40 to go, second quarter, two-point game. Sydney ahead 13-11. And here is Picard, drives to the bucket. Her left-handed layup, no good. And now a rebound for Sydney, but a travel on Kaylin Gravel. So 5:36 to go, second quarter. The ball right back to Unitego after that travel by Gravel. And so Hazel Hanel will look to inbound the ball. Gets it in for Faulkner. Megan Faulkner up and in. 6 straight points for Megan Faulkner. And Unitego has tied this game up 13-13 with 5:25 to go, second quarter. Here is Mackenzie Gravelin. She gets across half court to the high post for Tegan Howard. Back out for Gravel. Great backdoor pass from Connor Decker. Up and in. Beautiful court vision there by Gravel to find Decker on the back door. And she easily put it home. Sydney 15, Unitego 13. Down low again, looking for Faulkner. And they'll say the ball was on the line as Faulkner lost it. Sydney was there for the steal, but that was Tegan Howard with her tippy toes on the line, so it goes back to Unitego. 5 minutes to go before halftime. It's 15-13. They get the ball into Megan Faulkner, up and in. Megan Faulkner on fire right now. We're tied up at 15 with 4:55 to go in the second quarter. Sydney going right to left. Decker tries to sling one across the top of the zone, but it's intercepted here by Unitego. Hazel Hanel going left to right. Left wing for Slauson. Jumper. Got it. Emily Slauson for two. And Unitego takes the lead 17-15 with 4:40 to go second quarter. And now we're going to have a foul coming up the floor on Sydney, turning the ball back over to Unitego. Head coach Vicki Beams screaming out to her team to stay relaxed here. They have the momentum. They just have to play well. So Sydney's going to take a timeout after that foul call. We'll give the ball back to Unitego. The Lady Spartans leading 17-15 with 4:39 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, and out of the timeout, Unitego with the ball, down low for Sullivan, up and in. Nicely designed play there from head coach Vicki Beams. Sullivan finishes at the rim, and Unitego with a four-point lead, 19-15, with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Welcome back here on CDO. We're glad to have you along tonight. Kaylin Gravel to the left side. Gravel has it to the high post here for Jenna McDonald. Tries to go down low for Bernard. All the starters back in now for Sydney. And another steal here as Bernard couldn't handle it down low. In the quick hands of Hazel Hanel, she steals it away for Unitego. Hanel to the right side for Slauson. Wide open jumper. Couldn't connect this time. Sullivan goes up. Rebound, and she's fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot two with 3:52 to go in the second quarter. Doesn't get much better than this for rivalry week here, folks. Both these teams really going at it here tonight, Unitego and Sydney in the girls' edition, as we had the boys' game last night with Sydney coming out on top. 3:52 to go, second quarter, 19-15 is the score. And Sullivan will go to the line here for Unitego to try to increase this lead. First shot coming for Sullivan at the charity stripe is good. Mariah Sullivan, standing 6'1", had a good shot down low. Couldn't make it, but was fouled, and now is trying to make her second shot here at the charity stripe. Takes a deep breath. Shot is up and good. So Sullivan, 2 for 2 from the line. She's got 4 straight points. Unitego leads 21-15, biggest lead of the contest for either side. Sydney now for Tegan Howard as they go right to left in front of the Unitego bench. Howard down low. She's fouled and will shoot two. Good take to the basket. Got right down to the left low block and then was hammered. So Sullivan, after just making those foul shots, commits a foul, and Tegan Howard will go to the line. Let's get you the foul situation here. 4 team fouls on Sydney, 2 on Unitego. Howard to the line, and her first shot is good. Just to remind you, the new rules in girls basketball this year, they reset the fouls every quarter. When your team hits 5 fouls, the other team is automatically shooting, so keep that in mind. Howard, the second shot, banks it in, gets it to go. So Howard, 2 for 2 from the line, and it's Unitigo 21, Sydney 17, and girls MAC action tonight with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Here's Hazel Hanel for Unitigo as they go left to right in the dark green with the white trim uniforms tonight. They try to pass it down low again to Faulkner, but it was knocked away, and here comes Sydney, 3-on-1. Kaylin Gravel for Taylor Barnes, and she's fouled. Unitigo had no other choice, really. Either it was give up the layup or make the foul. And Barber decided, as she got back on defense, to commit the foul. So Taylor Barnes will go to the line. And if Barnes only makes one of these, sometimes that's a good decision. But here is Taylor Barnes, the 5'7" junior, to the line. And the first one is good. Hit the back of the rim, popped high up in the air, and then came down and went swish. So it's Unitigo 21, Sydney 18. The Warriors trying to crawl back into this game. Second shot for Barnes. Does the same thing. Hits the back of the rim 3 times, but won't go in. Unitigo a rebound. Hazel Hanel has it. Picks up her dribble in a bad spot. Has to chuck it forward for Slauson. Slauson, bounce pass far side. Faulkner, step in jumper. She got it. Megan Faulkner with 10 points for Unitigo, and the Lady Spartans lead 23-18 with 3 minutes to go before the halftime break. Here is Mackenzie Gravelin to half court. Nice crossover dribble across for Kaylin Gravel. Her jumper, no good. The rebound is loose, tipped out of bounds, and will stay with Sydney. Just ricocheted off the hands there of Barber down low for Unitigo. We'll have the whistle as it's out of play. Connor Decker checks back in. Gravel will go to the bench for Sydney. The Warriors get it in to Decker to the right side. Now back for Mackenzie Gravelin. Deep three off the mark. No good. And a rebound here for Unitigo as that was Slauson tracking it down in the corner. Hands off for Hazel Hanel. Brings it up the floor. Down low for Faulkner again off the glass. Couldn't get it to go that time for Megan Faulkner. And a rebound for Connor Decker of Sydney. 2:25 to go second quarter. It's Unitigo leading Sydney 23-18 here in this Rivalry Week contest on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. To the foul line for McDonald, who's got to get more involved here for Sydney, I think. Back for Decker, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Now for McDonald. Dumps one off for Howard. Back out for Decker. 5 on the shot clock. Pulls up for 3. Hit the front rim. No good. And a rebound for Unitigo. This 2-3 is very active tonight here for the Lady Spartans. It's causing trouble. Here's Hanel, left side for Faulkner, and that one had too much spice on it. Off the hands of Faulkner, and slices out of bounds. 1:53 to go, second quarter, and again, Unitigo leading 23-18. Entertaining game so far here tonight. Had a little bit of a late start as the JV game was great as well. Unitigo came back to win that one 43-38. To the right side here for Jenna McDonald as Sydney goes right to left. Minute 40 before halftime. Inside for McDonald at the right block, up and in. Jenna McDonald with 4 points now. She can take over a game if she wants, and she might have to here for Sydney. It's 23-20. Hanel with the ball for Unitigo. Closely guarded here. Kicks it out for Sam Picard. Her 15-footer, no good. Rebound for Megan Faulkner. She tries to go up, lost it. Ball is zipped out of bounds, and the officials say it's going to go back to Sydney. Faulkner thought she was fouled, but no whistle comes from the Zebra Crew. Unitigo jumping quickly into a 1-2-1-1 press. Let's see how Sydney handles it. And here is Jenna McDonald for Taylor Barnes. Right side outside the three-point line. Skips across the top of the defense for Connor Decker. Decker to the left side. Back for Mackenzie Gravelin. Back for Decker. Little give and go. And a steal by Hazel Hanel. Oh, those quick hands strike again. 2-on-1 for Unitigo. Picard is fouled as she goes for the layup. Doesn't even get a chance to get it off, and she'll go to the line. No love lost between these two teams, that's for sure, as that was a hard foul down low. And Picard will go to the line with 58 seconds to go in the second quarter. Unitigo leading by 3, 23-20. And Sam Picard with 4 points here tonight, the senior for Unitigo, looking to add to her total. First shot is up and no good, too hard. Second one coming here for Picard. Again, I said earlier, she's a streaky shooter. She hit 2 in a row earlier. Thought maybe that would ignite her fire. Let's see. Second one is no good for Picard. And a rebound for Sydney. Here comes Jenna McDonald, the senior, ahead for Connor Decker. She throws on the brakes, and Sydney will set up the offense. Unitigo still in a very active 2-3 zone. They only went to that press for the one possession, really. Let's see maybe if after another make they could get back into it. Here's Teagan Howard, a right side jumper. No good. Followed her shot and got it back. Back out for Decker. Three ball, no good. And the rebound off the rim, and it rolls over the line out of play back to Unitigo with 32 seconds to go in the second quarter. Unitigo leading 23-20. Here's Hezel Hanel down the left side here for the Lady Spartans. Little crossover move to get around. Mackenzie Gravelin picks up her dribble back for Picard. 20 seconds to go. And now a steal by Sydney. Ball loose on the floor, though. Both teams wrestling for it. Hezel Hanel checks it back. Picks it up. Brings it up the floor. 10 seconds left. And a steal by McDonald of Sydney. To the right side. 2-on-1. McDonald to the hoop. Up and in. Jenna McDonald puts it home. And that'll do it for the first half. McDonald with 6 points for Sydney. Cuts it down to one at the break. 23-22. Unitigo ahead of Sydney. Going to be a whale of a second half here, folks. You don't want to turn that dial. We'll also have our Rabideau Energy Products halftime report coming up. Again, our score at the intermission break. Unitigo girls leading Sydney 23-22. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You get up. You go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Rabideau. Energy for every part of life.
Your friends from RC Sales and Service proudly support local sports on WCDO. Good luck to area basketball teams, including the BG Girls JV team and Marissa Cuzzo. RC Sales and Service is on Route 7 in Sydney toward Unadilla. Along with Expert Auto Repair, they're the number one choice for 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Only the very best equipment, and Ralph is Wreckmaster certified. So if you're in a ditch, hit a deer, in an auto accident, or broken down on the side of the road, request the friendliest and most reliable towing service around. RC Sales and Service, Route 7 in Sydney toward Unadilla. Call 563-9299. 563-9299.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's our halftime report here, brought to you by Rabideau Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score here, maybe a little bit of a surprise, but when it's rivalry week, I think you throw the records and everything right out the window. 23-22 at the halftime break. The Unitigo girls on top of Sydney. And Sydney right now is sitting in second place in the MAC standings. This is a game they need to win to maintain being in the top four. And, of course, they have a big one coming up on Saturday afternoon with Bainbridge-Guilford. So that's a game on the road. So that's never easy during rivalry week, as, you know, not either. It's always tough. So it is certainly a tough one here. A lot of basketball left to be played here tonight, so we'll see. But at the halftime break, it's 23-22, Unitigo on top of Sydney. Rewind it to last week on Thursday. The Unitigo girls were up 16-13 at halftime against Green, ended up losing that game as Green came back in the second half and really put it to Unitico. So, you know, it's always a tale of two halves, but I'm really excited to see the way the first half went here between these two teams. It was certainly a lot of fun. They're doing some work on the floor here because the student sections really got into it here tonight. Some baby powder was thrown. It's on the floor. They're making sure that it's safe for the athletes to be out there right now because that stuff really kind of leaves that residue all over the floor. So the guys out there with the machine, out there with the broom, just really doing a job here tonight on that. It's rivalry week. The student sections always trying to outdo each other. That's the way they decided to do it here tonight. So certainly interesting, to say the least. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you your scoring summary here. Break down who had what points here for Sydney and Unitico. Again, 23-22 at the halftime break. Unitico on top of Sydney on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Your friends from Community Bank NA are happy to be a part of this week's high school basketball rivalries on WCDO. Everyone at Community Bank NA hopes you enjoy the coverage and wish the boys and girls good luck. Don't miss exciting high school basketball this week. A reminder from Community Bank NA, where Bank Happy means they are committed to providing you with the highest level of customer service in everything they do. For personal or business, you'll always have a pleasant banking experience. So Bank Happy at Community Bank NA, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back to our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Again, the Unitigo girls leading Sydney 23-22 at the halftime break. Let's go through our scoring summary first here for Sydney. They are led by 6 points from Jenna McDonald, 5 from Connor Decker, 3 from Ari Bernard, 3 from Jolene Crom, 2 from Tegan Howard, 2 from Carolee Pierce, and 1 from Taylor Barnes. So it has McDonald with 6 and Decker with 5 to lead Sydney in the first half. For Unitigo, Megan Faulkner with 10 points. It's a game high so far. 4 for Sam Picard, 4 for Mariah Sullivan, 3 for Hazel Hanel, and 2 for Emily Sloss. And that was 6 straight points for Megan Faulkner at one point. And she continued to get hot down the stretch of that second quarter and did a really nice job. So 10 points there for Megan Faulkner in the first half. If you're looking for the final score of that Morris and GMU boys contest, I'm hearing that Morris came back in the second half, defeating Gilbertsville Mount Upton 61-52. GMU was ahead 28-22 at the halftime break, but the Morris Mustangs coming back, they split the season series there with GMU, Morris winning 61-52 in what I'm sure was a very good boys contest. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, get you set for the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more live high school hoops tonight on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks, as we get set for the start of the third quarter here. Both teams back out, warming up here after a Mirabado Energy Products halftime report. Unitigo leading Sydney 23-22. Great contest here on Rivalry Week between these two local schools. And Rivalry Week will continue on Friday and Saturday. We'll be back on Friday. It's the Sydney boys taking on Bainbridge Guildford on Friday night with a 7:15 tip-off. And on Saturday afternoon at 4:45, we'll have these same Sydney girls taking on the BG Lady Bobcats in a huge game in terms of the MAC playoff standings. So you want to make sure you stay tuned for those contests, of course, brought to you by some of our special sponsors here for Rivalry Week: RC Sales and Service on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla, Community Bank NA, and of course Brian the Photo Guy. You can find Brian on Facebook today or at his website, brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. That's Brian the Photo Guy, brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com, photo with an F. Hundreds of thousands of area local sports, high school sports, including mostly soccer and basketball, SUNY Delhi College sports, General Clinton Canoe Regatta, Oneonta Outlaws, and much more. So those are some of our special sponsors here for Rivalry Week on CDO. So Sydney will start with the ball to start the second half as they go left to right on your radio dial. They're in the home whites with the maroon trim. Unitigo on defense in the dark green with the white and the black trim. Down low for Bernard, up off the glass and in. Heck of a way to start the second half. That's Ari Bernard. She's got 5 points here tonight. And Sydney's going to come right out with the full court press to try to turn this game and the momentum in their direction. But Unitigo, at least on this first possession, breaking right through. Here is Slauson outside the three-point line for Picard. She was hammered. Somehow a foul was not called. Sydney back the other way. Boy, I thought that one was pretty blatant. Sydney gets it back into the top of the key for Jolene Crom. Over to the left side as Sydney now going left to right. They find McDonald down low for Bernard, up and in. Sydney has come out of the locker room on a mission. They retake the lead 26-23. And here is Slauson to the foul line. Bounce pass for Faulkner. Her pull-up jumper, left side baseline, no good. And Mackenzie Gravelin rips down a rebound. Great start to the second half here for the Sydney Lady Warriors. To the left side for Jolene Crom. Crom with a bounce pass for Taylor Barnes. High post there, but it's taken away by Bailey Faulkner. Streaking down the left side. Ball tipped out of bounds. And they're going to say it's going to come back to Sydney. Bailey Faulkner diving on the floor for that one. Great to see the hustle, but they'll say she touched it last. And that the ball will go back to Sydney. They will inbounds in front of the Unitigo bench. With 6:48 to go, third quarter, it's 26-23. And now it looks like we're going to have a timeout. Let's see. Officials are going to have a little conference here. They're going to come over to the scorer's table. Let's listen in, see what they say. Oh, they didn't reset the shot clock, so the officials catching that. And we'll hit rewind and go back and inbound the ball once again here with 6:44 to go in this third quarter. Nice catch there by the official, because 8 more seconds, the shot clock would have went off and everybody would have been very confused. So Crom to the left side, Sydney with the ball. It's 26-23. Sydney on top of Unitigo as we start the third quarter. Here is Ari Bernard. Back for Mackenzie Gravelin. High post again looking for Crom. Crom with her back to the basket comes out with 15 on the shot clock. Bounces one to the left side baseline. Now to back to the high post and to the right side, back for Crom. Deep three, no good. Rebound for Faulkner. Ricocheted out of bounds, but will stay with Unitigo. Faulkner had it ripped out of her hands, and so they say it will last be touched by Sydney. And so Faulkner will inbound here for Unitigo. And she'll get it into Hazel Hanel, but it's deflected out of her hands. Last touch by Sydney's Jenna McDonald. 6:16 to go, third quarter. It's Sydney leading Unitigo 26-23. Hazel Hanel will inbound now and gets one in for Bailey Faulkner, who easily breaks the press. 2-on-1 for Unitigo if they can hurry. Faulkner off for Sullivan. Her left-handed layup is no good. And now back the other way for Sydney down the right side. Jenna McDonald to the 10, up and off the mark, no good. Crom sweeps up the rebound and puts it home. Jolene Crom gets it to go. She's got 5 points. And Sydney now leads 28-23. Unitigo looking to get back into this contest here. They haven't scored yet in the third quarter. Hazel Hanel will pull up jumper from the foul line off the mark. The ball zips out of bounds and will go back to Sydney, and Unitigo is going to take a timeout. 5:46 to go in the third. It's Sydney 28 and Unitigo 23. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:46 to go, third quarter. Sydney coming out of the locker room, playing very good basketball here to start the third quarter. They lead 28-23. To the right side, here for Taylor Barnes. Barnes passes down low, looking for Bernard. Her shot is blocked. That's a hard thing to do with the way she can jump, and Unitigo comes away with it. And to the right side here for Bailey Faulkner. Faulkner, just the sophomore, handling the rock. Gets it to the high post, looking for her sister Megan Faulkner. She lost the handle. Ball loose on the floor, and Sydney comes away. Here is Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin steps in and passes to the far side here for Crom. Crom back across for Gravelin, and Sydney is content to work it around the top of the zone. Back for Crom. Three ball, no good. Bernard, the rebound. Her shot won't go, and Bailey Faulkner with a rebound, and she's fouled. Faulkner with an excellent block out there, and that will be a foul on Jenna McDonald. With exactly 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's Sydney 28, Unitigo 23. The Lady Spartans still have not scored yet in this third quarter. And so Hazel Hanel will inbound the ball underneath the bucket as, again, this full-court press. Pretty much a 1-2-2 and a steal here for Sydney for Taylor Barnes up and in. A 1-2-2 press is really giving Unitigo some trouble as that Barnes layup now makes it 30-23 with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Here's Bailey Faulkner back for Slauson, top of the key for Hazel Hanel into the paint. Kicks out. Unitigo looking for a bucket to get back in. Turnaround shot for Faulkner. Off the mark. No good. Ball still on the floor. Slauson comes away. Back for Sullivan. Again for Megan Faulkner. She couldn't hold on to the hot potato. And back the other way for Sydney. Down the left side. Crom trying to go coast to coast, and she's fouled. 4:24 to go. Third quarter. 30-23 the score. And Jolene Crom for Sydney will go to the line. Crom with 5 points here tonight. And Sydney taking control of this game in the third quarter. So Jolene Crom, one of the senior leaders here, deadly from downtown, misses the first one. I personally know how deadly she is because I got conned into playing a game of knockout before this contest here tonight at the halftime of the JV game. And guess who knocked me out? Jolene Crom right here. From the foul line up and good. Of course they put me in front of her. She's got 6 points. It's 31-23. And a steal now for Sydney off the press. And to the top of the key here for Crom. Passes down low for Ari Bernard. She goes up. That rebound won't get out of her hands, though, as she is partially blocked, and Unitigo comes away. Ahead for Hazel Hanel. She tries to pass one over top of Crom, and Crom will steal it back with the interception. Down the left side, into the paint again. Finger roll is good. Jolene Crom with 8 points. And this is a big run here for Sydney. They lead 33-23 with 3:50 to go in the third, and now Faulkner will throw it away, and the ball right back to Sydney. And this press really has the Lady Spartans rattled at the moment, and Unitigo is going to take a timeout. 3:50 to go in this third quarter, and Unitigo wants to regroup as Sydney goes on a 10-0 run to start this third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. It's 33-23. Sydney girls on top of Unitigo. We'll be right back on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. The Lady Warriors looking to increase this 10-0 run to start the third quarter. They lead 33-23. Here's Taylor Barnes. Splash! Taylor Barnes puts it in, and she's got five. It's a 12-0 run. Unitigo down the floor here with Slauson, and she'll travel to give it back. And things unraveling here for Unitigo with 3:27 to go, third quarter. And you have to wonder, what are the BG Lady Bobcats thinking over there as they watch this contest? I see them in the far bleachers as they will get a chance, their crack at Sydney in rivalry week later on Saturday afternoon. And so Sydney with the ball will have a foul on Unitigo. This is going to be on Bailey Faulkner down low at the low block, and she is guarding Ari Bernard. 3:17 to go in this third quarter, 35-23, Sydney. The Lady Warriors on top of the visiting Lady Spartans from Unitigo. Sydney with the ball. It's been on a 12-0 run to start the third quarter. Down low for Tegan Howard. Back out for Crom. Right baseline three. Got it. Jolene Crom dials long distance. She's got 11 points. It's 38-23. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's a 15-0 run now for Sydney. Here is Hazel Hanel to the right side. Hanel back up for Bailey Faulkner. Faulkner down low, and she's fouled as she got right to the right low block and tried to go up for the layup, and that one's on Taylor Barnes with 2:53 to go in this third quarter. And so this will be the second team foul on Unitigo. Two on each side so far in this third quarter. Back out as Unitigo gets it in. Sam Picard, the three, off the mark. Back for Bailey Faulkner. Her own rebound, puts it up and in. So Faulkner breaks the 15-0 run. And that's Bailey Faulkner's first bucket of the night. Sydney leads 38-25. Down low for Bernard. Blocked by Bailey Faulkner. Rebound for Tegan Howard, and she takes a hip check, and she'll go to the line. So 2.5 to go in this third quarter. And Bailey Faulkner doing all she can out there for Unitigo, but Sydney has just put together a heck of a third quarter here to increase the lead. Tegan Howard to the line. Off the mark. No good. A 15-0 run is what really has separated this game out here for the Lady Warriors. They lead 38-25 with 2.5 to go, third quarter. Second shot coming here for Tegan Howard as both teams are going to the bench here, bringing in several substitutes on each side. Second shot coming here for the senior, wearing number 23, Tegan Howard. Howard's second shot is up and good. She has 3 points here tonight for Sydney. Lady Warriors lead 39-25 with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. And here is Hazel Hanel crossing the big Sydney S at midcourt as Unitigo goes right to left. Passes down low, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds off of the rebound, and it will stay with the Lady Spartans. So Hazel Hanel now will inbound at the right block underneath the bucket. Has it, looking for options, passes up top. Little jumper for Unitigo, no good, and a rebound for Crom. That one was by Barber, who just checked into the game. Now for Crom, as Sydney brings it down the floor, going left to right. Crom, looking like Peyton Manning out there, directing traffic, and we'll have a whistle. They're going to call a kick against Unitigo, which will reset part of the shot clock here, and Sydney will get the ball on the far side. And Decker will get it in, finds Jolene Crom. Crom to the left side again, setting up the offense here. As Decker gets it to the far side, passes to the high post, but it's tipped and intercepted. And Heselhainen will bring it up the floor for Unitiga with a minute 55 to go, third quarter. Sydney 39, Unitiga 25. Megan Faulkner with 10 points here tonight for Unitiga. Passes down low, and this one loose on the baseline. We'll have a travel against Unitiga. This one was on Callie Walker, who started to stumble with the ball. Had to take that extra step before falling and traveled. So Crom brings it down the floor, going left to right. A bounce pass here for Kaylin Gravel. Gravel across for Crom, far side, dialing long distance, no good. Rebound for Gravel. She goes up. That won't go. Rebound for Karen Lee Pierce. Ball out of bounds as it was tapped out of her hands. And the Zebra Crew gives this one back to Unitiga with a minute 27 to go, third quarter. 39-25 is the score. Unitiga brings it down the floor, going right to left with Heselhainel, the junior point guard. Hainel with the ball and finding Megan Faulkner. Again, down low they go for Mariah Sullivan in the paint. Pull-up jumper is good. And Mariah Sullivan with 6 points, trying to pull Unitiga back into this game. They trail 39-27 with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Gravel finds Decker on the left side. Pump fake, back for Gravel, top of the key. Goes inside. Back out for Decker, feeding it up for three. That one's off the mark, and Unitiga will rebound. Can the Lady Spartans get some momentum here at the end of the third quarter? They trail 39-27, 45 seconds left in this third quarter. Here's Heselhainel. Top of the key for Walker. Down low for Megan Faulkner. Turnaround shot, and she's fouled. Boy, if she can make some foul shots here, this could put Unitiga right back into striking distance. As we approach the end of this third quarter. Great contest here tonight. The whole difference was a 15-0 run to start the second half for the Lady Warriors so far. Faulkner to the line, rattles out. And the Sydney student section giving it all they can to distract Faulkner at the line. It's been a crazy game here tonight for these student sections as well. Both of them getting pretty creative here in the battle tonight. Faulkner to the charity stripe, second shot coming, no good. And a rebound for Heselhainel, tracked it down, going to the bucket, up and in. Heselhainel for two, and she's got 5 points, and it's 39-29 with 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. Gravel finding Connor Decker, left side, down low for Tegan Howard on the baseline. Tightrope walk there, but a steal by Heselhainel. 18 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Heselhainel all the way to the pin, and let's see, they're going to call a charge. So the foul will be on Heselhainel, as that was Mackenzie Gravelin who came back and set her feet and absorbed the shock of Heselhainel putting the shoulder down and colliding into her. Tough bang-bang play for the officials, but they make the call. Here is Mackenzie Gravelin with the ball for Sydney with 5 seconds to go. Third quarter, back for Decker. Let's see if she can get a shot off. Gets one over to Gravel at the buzzer. No good. End of the third quarter. It's 39-29. Sydney leading Unitiga in Girls MAC action. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
8 minutes up on the clock to start the fourth quarter. The Sydney girls leading Unitiga 39-29. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. A 15-0 run to start the third quarter is the difference here tonight for Sydney so far. Unitigo with the ball, though, going right to left. Here's Mariah Sullivan in the left corner. Back to the top of the key here for Hazel Hanel. Hanel with the ball. Back for Sullivan. Turnaround jumper is blocked by Kara Lee Pierce. Great job. And here is Sydney bringing it back up the floor with Kaylin Gravel. Gravel to the left side here for Connor Decker. Decker to the top of the key. Unitigo sitting in the 2-3 zone. Back for Decker. They just threw a little give and go. Now they skip it over to Mackenzie Gravelin for a three. No good, but a rebound for Sydney. Tegan Howard snuck in the back door and stole that rebound. She didn't hit the rim, though, so there's only five left on the shot clock. Gravel chucks one up. Rebound comes down for Sydney. They get a fresh 30, and they have the ball. And here is Kayla Gravel. Gravel to the right side as Sydney goes left to right, and a foul now on Unitigo on Hazel Hanel. With 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it's 39-29. Sydney leading Unitigo as Slauson checks back in. Coming out is Walker for Unitigo. So Gravel will inbound for Sydney as the Lady Warriors go left to right. In the home whites with the maroon trim, Unitigo in the dark green with the white and the black trim. Here is Gravel again to the top of the key. Little floating pass down low here for Karen Lee Pierce at the left low block. Turnaround shot is blocked. Gets it back. Kicks out. Gravel, foul line jumper off the front rim. No good. Rebound, Unitigo. Unitigo needs some stops. They get one here, and now they need a bucket to try to crawl back into this game. With 6:35 to go, they trail 39-29. Left side for Hazel Hanel. As Unitigo goes right to left for Slauson. Great bounce pass down low for Sullivan. Holds it up high. Back for Hazel Hanel. Foul line. Instead tries to pass down low again instead of shooting, and it's intercepted. And Gravelin will walk it up the floor for Sydney, going left to right, crossing the big Sydney S. Gravelin gets into the paint, bounce pass, back outside here for Connor Decker. Left side, pump fakes on the three, bounce pass down low for Howard, and for Decker, up and good. Connor Decker for two, and Decker's got seven. With 5:55 to go, fourth quarter, it's Sydney 41, Unitigo 29. Here's Hazel Hanel to the left side. Picks up her dribble, gets it off for Slauson. Bounce pass here for Sullivan. Zips one across here for Megan Faulkner. Up off the glass and in. Megan Faulkner with 12 points here tonight. And it's back to a 10-point game. Sydney 41, Unitigo 31. And the starting five is going to check back in at the next whistle here for Sydney. And here is Gravel back here for Mackenzie Gravelin. And this is what Sydney can do. They can sub in five or four or five at a time if they need. Down low for Karen Lee Pierce. Up, no good, and a rebound for Unitigo. Pierce with a right-handed jumper, and it just wouldn't go down. Here is Hazel Hanel to the left side for Unitigo. They trail 41-31 in the fourth quarter. Here is Sullivan. Pull-up jumper off the back rim. Rebound for Connor Decker of Sydney. Decker avoids the suffocating defense that Unitigo puts on, and they get ahead into the front court, and now a timeout for Sydney and head coach Brad Aldrich. 4:52 to go in the fourth. It's Sydney 41, Unitigo 31. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney with the ball. Hope you can hear those student sections at home, folks, because the cheers and the chants are loud here tonight at Sydney Central School. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Sydney with the ball. Jolene Crom, jumper from the foul line, no good. Unitigo rips it down. 4.5 to go. It's Sydney girls leading Unitigo 41-31. Unitigo needs a bucket, and they need it now. Down low for Sullivan. Has the ball stripped by Taylor Barnes. Great defense. And Sydney walks it ahead. Here is Crom again crossing the big Sydney S as the Lady Warriors go left to right. To the foul line here for Jenna McDonald. Back out for Crom. They work the ball around, back for McDonald. Her jumper no good, and the ball is loose. Comes to Hazel Hanel. She streaks down the left side. She's so fast. Up for the layup and no good. And another rebound here for Sydney with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Crom circles the wagons and comes back out to the big Sydney S. Passes here for Taylor Barnes. Back out for McDonald. They continue to work it around. 15 on the shot clock. Back for Crom. Crom down low for Bernard. Back up top, but too tall there for Mackenzie Gravelin. She can't chase it down in time before it rolls out of play. 3:37 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney girls leading 41-31, and the Lady Spartans will get the ball back. They will inbound directly in front of their own bench to our left. Bailey Faulkner checks back into the game. Mariah Sullivan to the bench here for Unitigo. They get the ball in. Hazel Hale, 15-footer, no good. Rebound for Sydney. They're off and running. Here's Ari Bernard, breakaway layup, up and good, and she's fouled. Ari Bernard with 9 points, and Unitigo was trying to hustle back on defense. Lawson is whistled for the call, and Bernard goes to the line with Sydney leading 43-31. So Bernard to the charity stripe here to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, just like she did to start the game here tonight. Bernard up and good. She's into double figures. She's got 10. So you have Crom with 11, Bernard with 10 for Sydney. Still a game-high 12 for Megan Faulkner for Unitigo on the other side. Here is Bailey Faulkner, younger sister of Megan. Pull-up jumper, 10-footer off the mark. Rebound for Sydney. And Jenna McDonald passing ahead for Taylor Barnes as we come up on 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney girls on their home floor leading 44-31 in MAC play. Down low for McDonald. Great pass from Crom up and in. McDonald with 8 points now. Timeout for Unitigo. 2:58 to go in the fourth. Sydney 46 and Unitigo 31. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6, or two slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 46-31 the score. Sydney girls on top of Unitigo, and we're back underway. A steal for Sydney and Ari Bernard. Leaving one back off here for Jolene Crom. Crom to the right side. Dishes one off for McDonald. Down low. Right-handed layup. No good. Gets her own rebound, and we'll have a whistle. With 2:40 to go in the fourth, this will be a foul against Unitigo. Just a reminder, folks, that tomorrow's contest for Unitigo boys against Hancock is going to start early. The JV will be at 4:30 with the varsity to follow. This is because of Regents Week. They want to get it in a little earlier. So Unitigo boys starting early tomorrow, JV at 4:30 against Hancock because of Regents Week. Back underway. Ball loose on the floor. Again, rolling out of bounds as Unitigo just playing good defense here. Getting scrappy. Knocked it out of bounds. Once again, it will stay with Sydney. 2.5 to go in the fourth, and it's 46-31. So Crom will inbound the ball underneath the basket and look to get it in. Nice bounce pass to McDonald. Up and in. Jenna McDonald came off a curl, was wide open, and put it home. So McDonald's into double figure. She has 10, and another good look there from Crom. She has done a lot here tonight, including scoring 11 points, but a lot of good dishes, too. Sydney 48, Unitigo 31. This was a one-point game at halftime. Unitigo gets it back out. Picard, the long jumper off the mark, and Crom a rebound down the left side. She comes with 2 minutes to go. Crom to the left side here for Mackenzie Gravelin. Now for McDonald. She pulls up. Hard foul there by Slauson. McDonald will go to the line. So the Sydney girls started the third quarter on a 15-0 run after Unitigo was leading this game at halftime, 23-22. And this is kind of a same type of game as Unitigo had the other night against Green, where they were ahead at the half but just could not hold it through the third quarter. McDonald to the line, off the back rim, and no good. Kind of shows you this Unitigo team has a lot of great players on it, and they have great potential. It's just sometimes, as it is in high school basketball, one team goes on a run, the other team can't answer. That's just how it is from time to time. A rebound here for Unitigo as the second shot for McDonald is no good. A jump ball is called, and it'll stay here with Sydney. With 2 minutes to go in the contest, Sydney leading 48-31. Rivalry week continues. We'll have the Sydney boys at BG on Friday and these same Sydney girls at BG on Saturday as they get it into Jenna McDonald, but she will quickly travel as she tried to sneak in an extra step there before she went up for the left-handed layup. So exactly 2 minutes left on the clock. It's 48-31. Unitigo will get it in from Bailey Faulkner to Hazel Hanel. Back to the far side for Faulkner. She gets across the big Sydney S, looking to go coast to coast. Instead, will kick it out for Megan Faulkner. Her jumper left baseline is short. And then Hazel Hanel gets it again off the rebound. She's tied up with Jenna McDonald, and those two go crashing together. The ball out of bounds, and let's see who it goes on. They're going to have a foul here on Slauson. 1:44 to go in the fourth quarter, and this is the foul situation. That's five on Unitigo. No fouls have been called on Sydney here in this fourth quarter. Boy, McDonald and Slauson have gone shoulder to shoulder twice in this fourth quarter, and it looks like a football game out there at times. So McDonald goes to the line. Again, that's rivalry week for you. So McDonald to the line to shoot two. First one coming here for Sydney's Jenna McDonald. Up and good. So Jenna McDonald now with 11 points. She was scoreless for much of the first half, but has really come alive here. Second one for McDonald. This one is up and good. She's got 12. Just hard to keep her down sometimes. Minute 40 to go, fourth quarter, as it's Sydney 50, Unitigo 31. Bailey Faulkner ahead for Sam Picard. Down low, Megan Faulkner up off the glass. No good. Ari Bernard, a rebound and an outlet pass to Crom. Crom down the right side in front of the scorer's table. And now she skates up to the top of the key, leaving one off for Taylor Barnes. 15 on the shot clock. They go down low to McDonald, up off the glass. No good. Bernard, a putback chance. She can't get it to go. Barnes is there. Third time's the charm, and she puts it in. Barnes has seven. Sydney leads 52-31 with a minute five to go. Megan Faulkner into the paint, lost the handle. Ball ricochets out of bounds and will stay with the Lady Warriors, or the Lady Spartans, excuse me. Another final score to pass along. Unadilla Valley girls defeating Oxford 43-20 tonight. So a nice win there for the Lady Storm. And as we said earlier, the Morris boys coming back to defeat GMU 61-52 in the Tri-Valley boys rivalry games tonight. Now we'll have a turnaround shot here for Megan Faulkner as they get the ball in. She scores and is fouled here for Unitigo. Megan Faulkner with 14 points. Just got it off the inbounds play at the right low block. Put it in, and they're right now they're counting the basket. Sydney is disputing that, but the call will not be changed, and Faulkner going for the three-point play. Faulkner from the line, off the mark, no good. And Ari Bernard with the rebound. It's been a great contest here tonight, both JV and varsity. Unitigo JV coming back to win 43-38 here tonight. Been a good varsity game as Sydney not pulling away until the third quarter. And now a steal for Unitigo, but it's taken right back here for Sydney and Taylor Barnes. Back off for McDonald, into the paint. She goes up. No foul is called as she went for the shot, gets her own rebound, and this time she is fouled. 36 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leading 52-33. And this, again, was a one-point game at the half. Unitigo was ahead 23-22. But a 15-0 run by Sydney to start the third quarter has been the difference. And this is Jenna McDonald at the line here for the Lady Warriors. First one is short and no good. So this is going to set up a very great matchup on Saturday afternoon when Sydney goes down to BG. Those two teams currently in the top four in the MAC. That'll be a great showdown on Saturday afternoon. We'll have it right here for you on CDO. Second one is good for Jenna McDonald. She's got 13 now. Down to 30 seconds left in the contest. It is Sydney 53, Unitego 33. Hazel Hanel down low for Megan Faulkner. Right block, no good. Rebound, loose on the floor. Unitego will pick it up. 20 seconds to go. Again for Megan Faulkner. Turnaround shot off the glass. She's fouled by McDonald. And Faulkner will go to the line to shoot two. Megan Faulkner with 14 points here tonight. That's a team high and a game high as well here so far, as McDonald only has 13 on the other side for Sydney. She scored 8 in a row in the second quarter and got really hot there for a little bit. First shot for Faulkner is short. Not enough spice on that one. Hit the front rim and died. Second shot coming here with 18 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. You'll want to stay tuned for the postgame show here tonight. We'll give away our three awards as well as get you a full scoring summary. Faulkner's second shot up and good. She's got 15. And Sydney will bring it up the floor with Jenna McDonald one last time as we come down to 10 seconds to go in the contest. Ball loose on the floor, but we'll have a foul against Unitego, and that is going to send Mackenzie Gravel into the line. Again, a reminder for all you Unitego fans listening out there, the boys contest tomorrow will start early against Hancock. Boys JV at 4:30 with varsity to follow due to Regents Week. They're just going to try to sneak that one a little earlier. So just a reminder there. Mackenzie Gravel into the line, up and good for Sydney. And both student sections still cheering hard here tonight in Sydney. Second one for Mackenzie Gravel and no good. 54-34 the score. Now Unitego will walk it up one last time with Bailey Faulkner. It's been a wild one here tonight, folks, as Unitego with a shot at the buzzer. It's off the mark, no good. That's going to be our final score. Sydney defeating Unitego 54-34. It started with the baby powder being thrown in the air here tonight by the Unitego student section, coating everything, it seems. It was a one-point game at the halftime break, and then a 15-0 run to start the third quarter was the difference here tonight for Sydney. Again, our final score, Sydney girls defeating Unitego 54-34. And we'll have our post-game show coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Again, our final score here tonight, Sydney girls defeating Unitego 54-34. Let's go through our scoring summary first for Unitego here tonight, led by a game-high 15 points from Megan Faulkner, 6 points from Mariah Sullivan, 5 for Hazel Hanel, 4 for Samantha Picard, 2 for Emily Slauson, and 2 for Bailey Faulkner here tonight for Unitego. On the other side for Sydney, 13 points for Jenna McDonald, and 11 for Jolene Crom, 10 for Ari Bernard, 7 for Taylor Barnes, 7 for Connor Decker, 3 for Tegan Howard, 2 for Carolee Pierce, 1 for Mackenzie Gravel. And so really good balanced scoring here tonight for the Sydney Lady Warriors. That's how they do it. You know, Crom got hot early. McDonald was kind of quiet. Then McDonald came back, and she got hot later on. Bernard was quiet for a while. Then she started to heat up. So, Sydney, when you can sub in 3, 4, even 5 at a time, that's such a luxury for head coach Brad Aldrich to have. He has such a deep bench, and I think that started to show through the second half of the MAC season here. Really nice for Sydney to be able to do that and have a lot of talent coming off the bench. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have our 3 awards here tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance as well. Again, our final score, Sydney girls defeating Unitego 54-34. We'll be right back with those awards on WCDO.
Athelis Therapeutic Riding of Otego is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. Located on County Highway 5 between Otego and Gilbertsville, Athelis Therapeutic Riding offers various equine-assisted activities to individuals with physical, mental, and emotional challenges in a caring, relaxed atmosphere. The goal of Athelis is to improve quality of life through activities with horses. The friendly staff at Athelis wishes all the best to student athletes from Franklin, Unitego, and GMU. Find more information by calling 783-2321 or online at athelistherapeuticriding.org. Sponsored by Stacy M. Frazier, your real estate professional in the Tri-Town area.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. ACCO Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time tonight from Sydney High School. Again, our final score here tonight, Sydney girls defeating Unitego 54-34. It's time for our 3 awards here tonight. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Let's give that one tonight to Megan Faulkner from Unitego, a game-high 15 points. Hit 8 in a row at one point, 8 straight points, and really got hot for Unitego to give them the one-point halftime lead. I think she deserves this one. Megan Faulkner, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families at NBT Mang Insurance. We insure your life. And boy, folks, there's a lot of tough choices for this one. I think I'm going to give this one to Jenna McDonald here tonight. 13 points for Sydney, but did a great job down low. Was very tough on the boards between her and Ari Bernard. This award could have gone to either of them. They both did a great job of keeping some of the taller Unitego girls in check, but we'll give it to Jenna McDonald here tonight for Sydney. Finally, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that tonight to Jolene Crom from Sydney. 11 points here tonight for the senior guard. I just think she's such a great leader on the floor. Hit a couple of big shots that really helped to spark that 15-0 run, and You could tell when they came out of the locker room that she was the leader and said, okay, let's go. And that's where Sydney really stepped on the gas and pulled away in this one. So Jolene Crom of Sydney, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. So that's going to do it. A big win here for Sydney. That sets them up for a date with the BG Lady Bobcats on Saturday afternoon at 4:45. As we have two more games this week on Rivalry Week, we will have a game on Friday night when the Sydney boys take on Bainbridge Guilford, 7:15 right here on CDO with our pregame show about 10 minutes before the tip of the contest. And then on Saturday at 4:45, we'll have the VG Lady Bobcats and the Sydney Lady Warriors. That's going to be a true battle with two teams that are fighting for positioning, kind of jockeying for it there in the top four in the girls' MAC standings. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. The final is 54-34 here tonight. Sydney defeats Unitego. I'm Nate Lowell, and we'll see you on Friday night here on WCDO.